I am Joel Gibb from The Hidden Cameras. How you doing?
You are. And you said when we were off camera, you mentioned that there have been people that have kind of come up with, you know, I'm Barry Gibb and you're from the...
Exactly. I'm a Gibb brother.
Do you have the mansion in Miami there?
No, but yeah. I hear they're looking for another singer.
Are they looking...
I should show them my genealogy.
Well, your genealogy would be good, but I'm worried about the timbre of your voice.
Really?
Can you get that high?
Oh, yeah!
Can you? Okay, everybody, you should be dancing the entire studio. Let's go. Then Staying Alive, then Too Much Heaven. We're ready to go. So I watched In the Nah before I went to bed last night, the video.
Uh-huh.
And I thought two things. One, if it got in the wrong government hands here in America... Crossing the border for you would be really, really tough.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there's many other reasons why crossing the border would be tough for
us. I agree with that. But I was just thinking that the government could see that video and think, you know, all sorts of things about what you're trying to say in there. And then I also thought, which is more important, that you missed out. You really missed out. Because if you put it out earlier, you could have beaten Paranormal Activity and made a lot of money.
Really?
Think about it.
But it's only 6 minutes.
But it doesn't matter.
You need at least, what, 75 minutes for a...
Loop it.
Loop it, okay.
Loop it. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, you made that.
I think our video costs more than that film.
But that's my point. That's my point. It really is a lovely piece of work. But it also, it's one of those things where if you watch it a lot of times... It starts, not that I had weirder dreams than usual last night, but, you know, I was thinking that I actually have worked in that office.
Wow. With a NAW machine?
With a NAW machine, but also just with those kind of people.
Crazy, twitchy people?
Yeah, crazy, twitchy. Well, yeah, I don't know if they were as twitchy, but I think inside they were.
Too much coffee is bad for any office.
Do you think that's what it's all about?
It's the accepted drug in offices, like... The drug of efficiency.
Yeah,
but it can
that could be the name of your next album. You know,
the drug of efficiency.
I think that was The Hidden Cameras, with a track from their new album, "The Drug of Efficiency."
Coffee.
No. Right. The first track is Java Parts 1 and 2. I think you're ready to go.
No thanks. I'm trying not to drink coffee, but I want some today.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get you some. I promise that. All right. Let's start with the 2.5 minute note.
Oh, yeah?
Let's start there.
C-sharp.
Yeah, let's go there. Let's go with German classical music. Let's go with... Yeah, isn't that great? You want to do that? Isn't that great? You can do that.
I
was just going to say, you could actually... We were joking about this yesterday. This is such an old school studio, you know, that it's got the very old, and it's pretty cool, because you can... Now, you know, I can mix... Now, watch this. Wait. Okay, here's yours. Do it again. Yours is panned left.
Actually sounds really
yours
cool.
Is panned left now. Now mine is panned right.
I wonder what note this is.
See now, look at the. See now.
Do you Can like we take it, phone
but
you, calls?
But do you like it? No. But do you like it panned?
And get somebody to like note match this.
Do you like it panned left and right though?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Let's just keep doing this for the whole hour.
I think I think for the rest of this, we're going to keep you panned. Do you want to be left or do you want to be right?
Ask your listeners. Yeah. Whoa! I just went over there.
You went over there. How did that happen? What is it like to play some of this music live, particularly the new music, do you get the audience to actually be reverent enough to pay attention, or do you not really care?
To pay attention to our new material?
Well, to pay attention to, you know, 2.5 minute notes, to pay attention to things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But when you play a rock club, and I know you are a rock band.
Mm.
You know, do you find that people are reverent to a certain extent?
It depends where you go.
Right. Where are they better than
less
other?
So in the States.
Less. So tell me about
they're
that.
They're reverent about their own selves, their own countries.
But like if you go to Europe, they're so open to all sorts of types of music because
well,
it's
yes.
such an eclectic culture in Europe. There's every,
right.
All the different countries. So, you know, French bands tour in Germany, German bands, so hopefully tour other places.
Mm-hmm.
It's more an eclectic music. I don't know.
Well,
more open. And then Canada is also kind of closed to non-Canadian music. We have laws.
Speaking of no longer being pigeonholed as a Canadian band, let's talk about the album a little bit. you did a lot of post work in Berlin and London, right?
Yeah.
So was that A, because of your major love for these new exotic places, or was it to get interesting sounds and to make sure that this album really did some different things, which it did? We'll get there, you know, no question about it.
I guess it's more circumstantial. Like, our violin player lives in London, so it just, I was in London, so I recorded him there. I got a little M-Box, so I'm able to, like, overdub myself.
The over-analyzation of this band is pretty much over the top. People really spend a lot of time, you know, yakking about it. And actually, I was going to save this for later, but here's one of my favorite quotes that I found, and I won't. I don't even know if you read your own stuff, and if you don't, then you'll love this one.
Uh-huh.
The inevitable trajectory of any band, any life really, is to evolve from goofy prankster fun to rote adult seriousness. That was in a review of the latest album.
Whoa, I don't want to be too serious.
The album really is kind of an orphan, and then the songs within. Let's listen. Let's see how. Let's overanalyze, shall
okay.
we? Really, this is going to be fun. There's the sound of the band, which is unmistakable. Your voice comes on. There's no way, double negative time, you're not going to know that this is, you know, from the hidden cameras. But yet, what I read is that these songs sort of found their way from other albums that are to be made in the future. Is that true?
Sure.
Tell me a little
bit. And they happened to go on this record?
Well, I don't know. There was somebody who wrote up the fact that there were other albums to come that these songs were plucked from.
Yeah, they didn't all have like an intention necessarily. So like a couple of them are spill-offs from the last record. Like they were done in 2005 at the same time as Awu. And then they all came to life at different times in different studios, whereas most of the records were done, all of our other records were done all in one studio with one person and mixed actually with the same person. So with this record, I mixed it with somebody completely foreign to the music before.
And was that when you went to put this together, so you do all of that and then you say, okay, now we've got to make an album out of it.
No, it's more just like constant recording.
Right.
And constant like developing songs. And then when they get developed enough, you kind of like see a record and then you just decide.
At the top, wait.
I think that would make it's the really top
of,
well it,
but
the
this is really
track.
Good. It's the top of the hour on KUSF.
Wake up.
Well, wait. Okay, if that's the case, then we have to do that, don't we?
I think so.
All right, no, that's a requirement. If we can make it.
It's not going to be the same note, though.
I don't know, do I? Let's see. So we're queuing up Ratify the New, correct?
Sure.
Okay, that's the track we want, right?
Sure. I'm guessing it's a $1 million question.
Uh-oh. This is it. This is your test. This is it. You'll never get into college if you don't get this right.
Is this a B?
You know, and I'm a keyboard guy. Let's see. Well, it's definitely not a C, and it could be a. Is it a D?
It's too early. It's too middle of the afternoon to know this.
Oh well. Yeah, but that was an experiment in terror. That was pretty good. We could play the beginning of every track and see if we can find a place
where it sounds good.
Where it sounds good.
It sounded good there, I think.
I think it worked. I think it worked really well. One of the other things that's written up is people spend, after 8 years, they're still trying to, and you'll either understand this or not, they're still trying to get this band. They're still trying to put it in a category. They're still trying to find the place in the world for it.
There's going to be no easy answers for the next record, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
And then the next one, and then the seventh one.
So you're not going to help these poor people that are looking to show up and hear Disco Inferno every night. You're not going to help them along.
Oh, I'd love to make a disco album.
Well, now there you go. Hey.
That's the seventh album.
Is it the seventh album? So how many more do we have? We have, this is four, right?
Yeah.
So 5, 6. We have to wait 2 more albums.
Yeah.
For the disco album.
Yeah.
And by then, all the other Gibbs will be dead.
Uh-huh. And then I can just take over the
Take over the studio.
Yeah.
Down there in Miami. Get the same session players. And then add your group to it. I think we're on to something here. Well, Sounds good. I got an idea. How about this? So if we were to just do this, right? And all you have to do is do this.
Exactly.
What do you think?
It's good.
It works, doesn't it? Dun, 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 dun. And then you get, you know, you get the rhythm bass, you know, slap bass in there.
Done.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the 7th record will be this record, just remixed.
We do a thing called a musical sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And it is 2 of your songs is the bread, and, uh-huh. and songs by other bands in between.